Good afternoon, boys and girls. I'm Daniel.
And I'm Rebecca.
We want to welcome you behind the wall. We're glad that you're here today. We hope you have a great time.
That's right. And today, we are halfway through our summer series on the Ten Commandments. So today, we will be taking a closer look at commandment number 5. And it's found in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12.
And so the Bible reads, Exodus 20, verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
Very good. So let's take a moment to memorize that first part of the commandment, which says, honor thy father and thy mother. And of course, you know, since we're halfway through, I gotta check and make sure that you remembered the first four that we've already learned. So commandment number 1 says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. The second commandment says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. The third commandment said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. And last week we learned commandment number 4, which says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now today, we're going to memorize Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, and we'll just do that first part, honor thy father and thy mother. So short! So easy, you guys will have it down in no time. So let's just take a second and repeat it together.
Sure.
Okay? The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother. Okay, again. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother. All right. I don't know that we need to do this a bunch more times because it's so short, but maybe we'll go every other word and see how we can keep up.
Let's give it a shot.
Okay, so boys, you follow Daniel. Girls, you follow me. We'll start together with the reference. Here we go. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, honor
thy
father
and
thy
mother.
There you go. Very good. All right, one last time just to make sure you're awake. Here we go. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother. Very good. And now that we've memorized it, let's take a few minutes and talk about what this commandment means. All right, boys and girls, question number 1 says, what does this commandment mean?
Well, so let's look at the verse itself one more time. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. And we'll look at the whole verse. It says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So the commandment itself is to honor your father and your mother. So let's go through it bit by bit. What does it mean to honor somebody? Well, the Bible uses this word honor to mean value greatly, or to give something great value. The word honor means to consider something to be worth $1 billion, right? So something so special, so wonderful, and so rich in value that you give it a place of honor. And that's how we're to treat who? Our father and our mother. Now this means your father and your mother, the people who are in your house right now, who have given birth to you and brought you into this world, your mom and dad. These are the ones you need to honor with your life. You need to treat them as if they're worth $1 million. That means you listen to what they say, you care about the things they tell you, and you honor their decisions on your behalf. Now, you may say to me, Daniel, maybe I don't have my mom and dad for whatever reason, or I don't even have parents at all. I have a guardian watching over me. So let's talk to you guys for a second. So for those of you who, for whatever reason, don't have a mother or father or even a guardian around you, what I can say to you is the word tells us that God is a father to the fatherless in Psalm 68. That means he's there for those who may not even have anybody, and God is able to care for you in this way, and you can honor him in that special way. And for those of us, we have one parent and not the second. Again, the same applies. You can honor them, that one parent you do have, in this way by giving them the respect and honor that they deserve. And for those who maybe, let's say, don't have Christian parents or have one Christian parent or not the other, the first thing you can do is to pray for them. But the commandment is still the commandment, because you're supposed to honor the people God's put in the position in your life as your father and mother, the authority in your home. You're to honor them as children. And even as adults, we're still to honor our mother and father, regardless of how old you are. Notice the verse doesn't just say for kids. So that means make sure your mom and dad are treating grandma and grandpa very nice. Well, that's the commandment, what it means. Let's go on to the next question.
Okay, boys and girls, question number two is, why did God give us this commandment?
Well, again, this is a very simple one, and as always, we want to understand the meaning of a text. We look at it in the Bible and the words around it. So the end of verse 12 says, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So the first part is, that thy days might be long. So kids, you should listen to your father and mother, because if you do so, you'll have a longer life. Now, that may seem counterintuitive just hearing it, but it's pretty simple from a natural level why this would happen. If you listen to your parents, you'll avoid danger, number one. You'll make good decisions for your health, and you'll avoid bad people and bad friends that you shouldn't be around if you listen to your parents and honor their decisions and values around your life, because the Lord's put it within parents to care for you. He's given this beautiful bond in creation where parents do care for their children in this way. It's a common thing we even see amongst animals, but it's a beautiful thing God's given specifically for us, and especially for Christian parents. All right, so the question is, how then do we today honor our mother and father?
Well, boys and girls, first of all, we need to respect the position that God has put your parents in. Remember, all authorities come from God because He is our ultimate authority, right? Mm-hmm. So He has given us authorities in our lives that we are to look up to, that we are to honor and obey and respect. And your parents are very important authorities in your life that were given to you specifically. Mm-hmm. You didn't get somebody else's parents. You got your parents, and you got them for a reason. They're a gift from God, and they're tailor-made specifically for your life. This means that we are to obey and to do what they ask us to do, just like we talked about in our episodes on obedience and disobedience. You can review those later if you need to. The second thing is that we need to respect the wisdom God has given your parents to care for you. Mom and Dad sometimes might seem to have a whole lot of rules for you, and maybe they sometimes come down a little bit hard on you, maybe you feel. Boys and girls, your mom and dad love you, and they want the best for you. And so if they've given you some rules, they need to be rules that God has first commanded, right? We obey the commands that God has given, and if any authority tells us to do something that the Bible says not to do, then we are to disregard that, because we have to obey God's law first, right? But hopefully your parents are giving you rules and guidelines in your home to look after you because they love you. So sometimes it might feel like it's a lot of rules, but boys and girls, remember that God has placed them in your life, and He has given them wisdom on how to look after you. So you need to trust that God will work through them to look after you. And boys and girls, sometimes mom and dads make mistakes because we're all human. Cut them a break, okay? And be forgiving. And trust that the Lord will look after them and help them to look after you. And the third way is that we need to respect the opinions and the wishes of our parents. So this sometimes happens a little bit more whenever you get a little bit older and you get a little bit more independence. It's still really important that you honor your parents, talk to your parents, tell them what's going on in your life. Ask for their wisdom, ask for their opinion, keep them involved, give them honor in that place that God has put them in your life, even whenever you've grown up a little bit. It's amazing to have parents who have lived a little longer than you have, and they have experience and wisdom, and if they know the Lord, then they have amazing knowledge to share with you from their own lives and their own experiences, and of course, because they love you. So boys and girls, It's difficult to obey in general, but it's difficult to honor our parents the way that we should. So let's take a moment now and pray together and ask the Lord's help to do this commandment properly. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for your word that gives us a roadmap of how we are to live our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your commandments. We thank you, Lord, that they are not for our harm, but that they are for our good. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to obey each and every one of them. But Lord, specifically today, we ask that you would help us to honor our mothers and our fathers. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you would be with every family listening to this message, every child listening to this episode today. We pray, Lord, that you would help them. And Lord, if they don't know you, I pray, Lord, that today would be the day that they turn to you and give their lives over to you, repent of their sin, and become Christians. And Lord, for those boys and girls who have already done that, we pray that your Holy Spirit would fill them and would give them the ability to obey their parents and to give them that honor and respect that is due because you have commanded it, Lord. Mm. We thank you for your goodness and we pray that you would continue with us the rest of this day. For it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, boys and girls, it's time for a song before we end. So you know what I always say, sit up, stand up. Get ready to sing. Here we go.
Joining us again, boys and girls. We want to see you next time
behind the wall.